Good at Business. From Maximum Profit Growth.
We're back, and to prove it, we're here. Now, the previous episode, episode one, was pretty brief. In fact, it was briefer than Brian's hash-ragged polo neck. He'll never speak to me again. Now, from here on in, we'll go all out as each subsequent Field of Business podcast weighs in with some big-hitting content to move you and your business forward in a substantial fashion. As Someone in Business, a personal endorsement and foreword in one of your books by Richard Branson certainly says you've arrived and have credibility by the wagon load. One of our guests here on the Field of Business can claim just that. Catch up with Robert Craven in just a few minutes and take in his views of marketing and whether ideas should be new or tried and tested. Michelle J from Bumps, Babies and Beyond is part of our regular business news piece, read out loud as ever by the Aussie twanged Col. But first, referrals. What are the benefits and how do they figure in the field of business?
Grow your business at mpgrowth.co.uk.
Okay, I think, John, I think to start with, the simplest benefit of referrals is it's free marketing because you're selling to people that already love you. Quickest way of growing your business. In our field of business, the referrals is very much the creative part. It's in the midfield. It's the internal marketing. Referrals aren't just external. You don't just want them from outside. You want from existing customers, from people that trust you, from love you, and that have worked with you and experienced your business. Anyone you know, any contacts, whether in a specific group or whether you meet them, but also your clients' clients, your friends, your family, everyone is a potential referral and a referee. The trick is actually helping them to understand that that's the case and for you being open-minded and aware that those opportunities are available. You earn referrals. You don't get given them, you earn them. And you earn them through great relationships and a great education. You need to teach people how to refer you to other people. It's not just a case of you sit and hope. You don't sit there and go, oh, we got a referral this month. No, go out there, get a system in place, get it structured. Don't hit and hope with referrals. Understand how to get them and how you can earn them. To get more referrals, you need to educate people. You need to teach them what you're about, what the businesses you're looking for, and how to introduce you. Now, the greatest example that's out there is Paddy Lund, who's the Australian dentist. I mean, you can get his books. One of his books is called Mobilising Your Customer Sales Force. And it's all about educating your customers. It's about teaching them the things that you're looking for. But not just everybody. The way Paddy does it, only specific people can refer to him. Not everybody.
Cheers to Brian Wrigley, who will impart yet more sense on the subject of referrals really soon. It's a crucial midfield position that really fortifies your business, and we'll return to the referrals conversation with Brian in a couple of minutes' time here on the podcast. Robert Craven is our special guest on the podcast, shining some expert light on marketing, the man behind Bright Marketing, the book, the Director Centre in Bath, and a wonderful keynote speaker in his own right, joins us after the business news. Online in iTunes, SoundCloud and mpgrowth.co.uk. This is The Field of Business.
Time for business news now, and Northampton College is scouring the country for something that will help local businesses and get young people onto the career ladder. The college is looking to increase the sign-ups for apprenticeships and has already been contacted by employers from a wide range of sectors. The local enterprise partnerships have added their support to the search, which will in turn simplify apprenticeship standards and at the same time improve quality and guarantee their benefit to the economy. Nationally now, and energy firms are too slow to resolve complaints. That's the message from Ofgem. The regulator claims customers with complaints typically have to contact their supplier 6 times before the issue is resolved. The report found that 57% of domestic customers who had complained were not happy with the response. This is the business news on the Field of Business. And back in Northamptonshire, one local company is growing strongly, thanks in part to recognition from internet giant Amazon. Bumps, Babies and Beyond, a publishing and event company run by Michelle J, is nominated for the Mumpreneur Award, as well as a chance of winning the Inspirational Business Award. Michelle explains more.
My youngest daughter, Isabella, she was born in December with a really rare condition called Golden Heart Syndrome. My job previously was very demanding. I worked for what's known as the Sector Skills Council, where basically we're the employer's voice to government about the skills needs of the future workforce. Given the challenges that I knew we'd have over the next couple of years while Isabella was going through her surgeries, I decided to take the opportunity of voluntary redundancy so I could spend time with Izzy, getting her through the next couple of operations. So I thought there was a gap in the market for a high-quality local magazine that was still free for parents, but they could access great quality articles as more editorially driven. So as part of all of that, we felt that there was a natural brand extension to go into events. I've been nominated for a Mumpreneur UK Award in association with Amazon. I've been put forward for what they call the Spark Award, and that's the business that has achieved the most since mid-April. I'm immensely proud just to be nominated. You know, I was just absolutely thrilled to get that and to have that recognition.
More now from the field of business, and let's bring on our guest, Robert Craven, to talk about the recycling of marketing ideas and his take on whether it's a good or bad thing.
Firstly, there's nothing wrong with recycling stuff, because I think there's a whole plethora, a whole richness of material which people don't get. In many ways, we do not need new marketing ideas. We do not need more business ideas. We need people actually delivering. What I'm doing more and more now is getting people to focus on action and results, because without the action and results, it doesn't matter what they do. So it's about getting people to make the decision, take the tough decisions, taking the action and results. And so what I'm doing is I'm looking for devices or ways of articulating what people need to do so they get the buy-in, so they go away and do the stuff. My concern is that too many management books are written in business schools, or they're written by people who've been in business schools or in banking or accounting institutions. So they're written by people who don't really understand what it's like to run a business, and therefore they're quite theoretical and they're quite intellectual in their approach, whereas what I believe my kind of client delegate needs is to be given stuff what works, and have the confidence that the stuff what works will work for them, because there's examples they're given and they can see how it would actually work in their business.
This is The Field of Business.
Our thanks to Robert Craven, recorded there during one of his Barclays Business Roadshows. Now, it actually was a roadshow. He had an HGV with green room, stage and networking area. It was the whole enchilada. Now, the main subject of this episode, episode 2, is, of course, referrals. It's a subject which has a fair amount of misconceptions around it and all-round crossed wires. I asked Brian if anything in particular prevents business people from asking for referrals.
I think there's a cultural problem, particularly in the UK, about asking people to help them. It's almost they don't want to ask for help, yet they'd rather go and spend £5,000-£10,000 on a new website or a new marketing thing instead of just building a relationship with somebody and saying, look, as we grow this relationship, I'm going to ask you to help me. I'm going to ask, who do you know that can use my services? I'm going to ask, how can we work together better? I'm going to help you to bring those referrals into me. I think the wrong time for asking is when you haven't built a relationship. I mean, there's a book by Jeffrey Gitomer, who's an American author, called Little Black Book of Connections, and he says it's the wrong time to ask is when you have no relationship with people, because that's your car salesman, that's your double glazing salesman, that's the cheesy stuff. When you've got a relationship with people and you position it up front about you're going to ask for these, because the thing is, when you grow your business by referrals, it keeps your marketing costs down, which then can be passed on to your customers, so you keep your costs right for your customers without having to spend a fortune on marketing, which is either going to, one, impact your customers, or two, impact your bottom line. Which would you rather? You can double your business overnight by asking all of your customers to refer you to somebody new. I was introduced to an institute a couple of years ago whose membership had been the same forever. They'd had the same number of members for the last 10, 20 years. And I was meeting with the council and I said, well, you know, you haven't got a referral policy. You haven't got any incentives to introduce new members. And they went, oh, well, we can't, because we've always been at this number. So I said, all right, well, let's have a little experiment. Let's go around the room. How many people do each of you know who qualify to be members of this institute? And every single one of them, out of 12 people in the room, knew at least five other people. Yet they couldn't increase their membership. They could have doubled it overnight and some.
Remember that Brian is on Twitter at Coach Brian W. That's at Coach Brian W. To follow young Mr. Wrigley there. And loving golf almost as much as business growth and support is Brian's oppo, Alan Price. AR Price on Twitter, AR Price. A big vote of thanks to Michelle J of the beautifully alliterative Bumps, Babies and Beyond. Hear the full interview in episode 3 next time on The Field of Business. Before then, pay a visit to the website mpgrowth.co.uk, and as it says on the homepage, there will be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes, but with hard work, there are no limits. Until next time.
Reach out for the business support you need. Call 01604 214695 or 01858 450 455.